Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the All Things Bama Podcast, powered by the Bama Central Broadcast Network.
Welcome into the All Things Bama Podcast. I am your host, Mason Woods, and as always, I am joined here by my good friend, Joe Gaither. We are back today with a lot of topics from the last week to get into. But before we do any of that, I got to remind you all to follow both myself and Joe on Twitter at MAWoods_ and at JoeGaither6. Make sure you follow the show. Give us a 5-star rating on whatever platform you get your podcast from, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon. Make sure you also go follow the Joe Gaither Show and rate it 5 stars as well so you can hear whatever we don't get into on this program. I got a lot of stuff to get into from this week. A lot of recruiting news. Big, 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 big week on the recruiting trail for Alabama.
Huge.
But so you know what? Let's just start right there then. The biggest name of the week, probably the one that a lot of people want to hear about, is the second 5-star of the 2026 class for Alabama, running back Xavier Crowell, EJ Crowell, depending on whatever you want to call him, made his commitment last night on WKRG in Mobile, live on the news broadcast. Looked like it was a massive event. I mean, like probably 150, 200 people there. Got very hectic very quickly as soon as he made his announcement. I think everybody in the room was excited that it was Alabama. He chose Alabama over Auburn, Texas, and Georgia. Had all the hats laid out there, you know, hovers over the Auburn hat, throws it to the side, hovers over the Georgia hat, throws it to the side, eventually picks the Alabama one. And like I said, everybody loses their mind in there. It was crazy. But I'm very, very excited about this running back. 5'11", 200 pounds. I think you see a lot of Damian Harris in this game. I see a lot of that. You brought up maybe Trent Richardson a bit earlier. I think you see some of that as well. Some of these guys that have maybe been drafted recently, what you say, the Ohio State guys, I think you mentioned on your show just a few minutes ago when we were talking about it. A lot of really good comparisons for Crowell. I think he is a very dynamic running back. He has great speed. He is, you know, I don't want to say like deceptively fast, but he almost is so because, you know, at 5'11 or 5'11, 210, 215, you don't necessarily expect him to be a burner, but he is a burner if you don't take the right angle at him. You see on his film, he is, you know, streaking down the sideline and guys are taking bad angles. And, you know, next thing you know, he is already in the end zone before they even knew what happened. I think he just brings a lot to the running back room. I think he can really kind of do it all. Haven't necessarily seen it on the tape, but he does have the stats to kind of back up that he has the ability to catch out of the backfield a little bit and be a bit of a receiving option. I'm just really, really excited about him.
Yeah, I think that Alabama is definitely set in the running back room with EJ Crowell and Javari Burnett from earlier in the week. But I think that Crowell is a... Did you just say every down back? I think you just did. That's the way that you would describe him. If you obviously, we're not seeing pass blocking reps on his huddle tape, but every time that he's got the ball in his hands, he is making it happen. He's fast to the edge. He's decisive in the hole. I think that the explosiveness kind of comes from the decisiveness of, oh, this is the gap, A gap, B gap, C gap, D gap, you know, whatever it is. not a ton of hitting the backside, cutting back, but really it's I'm going to this hole, I'm going to beat you to it, and you're going to bounce off me even if you're there as well. So you got power in his game. I think that this is going to be a running back that Ryan Grubb is going to really, really love to scheme for.
Yeah, he's been extremely productive at the high school level, over 3,700 rushing yards and 56 touchdowns, which is, like I said, extremely impressive. But then you realize that that only happened in two seasons because he reclassified from the 2027 class in January of this year. So it makes it all that much more impressive. Like I said, I'm very, very excited about what this guy brings. Immediately after his commitment, he was working to convince fellow five-star prospects in the state, Sadarian Morgan and Tank Jones, to commit to Alabama as well. I believe Alabama is in pretty good standing with both of those players. They, you know, Sadarian Morgan's expected to commit, I think, July, I think it's the 5th. And then Tank Jones has not set a date yet, but it seems like it might be coming soon. So, yeah, just, you know, like I said, second five-star of the class. Alabama is skyrocketing up recruiting boards. That was probably the biggest name from the week, but there are several others to get into, so we'll just do that. Run down the list here. The next guy, four-star tight end Max Sutter, also committed last night a little bit after Xavier Coyle. Had to make us wait a little bit for it, but that's okay because I think this guy is absolutely worth it for Alabama. A dog in every sense of the word dog. Like, the guy does it all. You know, we just got done raving about him on Joe's show a minute ago, or a little bit ago. And, you know, we'll continue to do it here. Like, he just does everything. Everything that you see him do, he plays offense, or plays quarterback, plays wide receiver, tight end, plays outside linebacker. And he does all of them extremely well. He is just proficient at every position you put him at. I think this guy is just a definition of a football player.
Yeah, you see him on both sides of the football. If you're the biggest guy on tape, you should play like it. You better play like it, and he does. So he's dominant on the outside. They throw him the ball up kind of in jump ball situations, and he goes up with his hands. Now, he counters that by going. He goes across the middle a handful of times in these clips as well, and I think that his hands are really, really impressive. Now, he plays a little outside linebacker as well, and he's playing some quarterback as well. So his high school is using him everywhere, and I guess if you were his coach, you would be using him every chance you got, because I do think that he stands out as one of the bigger guys on tape in almost all of these clips. That's my only real hang up here, is will he be able to dominate when he comes into college football, when he comes to, and look, if you're playing tight end, it's fine, it's really okay, because you're not always expected to jump in as a freshman, so give him a year or two in the system, and you know, I think you're going to end up with a great football player in Max Sutter.
Yeah, I guess it's always been this way, but it really seems like now where you're just in an arms race to see whether offensive targets or defensive backs, whoever can be taller, like Alabama is going after all of these super lengthy defensive backs, all these really lengthy safeties, but then at the same time, it's like, well, let's just get the tallest receivers as well. And that's just the way sport, like college football, is the way it seems NFL is going as well. Like, you just have to have these guys that are, you know, that can really get vertical and stretch the field, because the defense is doing the same thing now. I think it's going to be a great pickup for Alabama. I'm super, super excited about what he brings. I loved Marshall Pritchett in last year's class. I think this guy is a lot like him as far as his like attitude goes, his willingness to get in there and do the dirty work. But he is, I think, a much more dynamic athlete. He has better hands. I think he's a little bigger. I just, like I said, super excited about what he brings. The next guy that committed this week, three-star defensive lineman J.J. Finch, who me and Joe actually got the chance to talk to on the Joe Gaither Show. So make sure you go listen to that conversation. You hear three-star. Three-star is not correct. He is not a three-star player. Very, very underrated, in my opinion. If you have watched his film, you will share the same opinion. He did reveal to us when we got to talk to him that he's not been super active on the camp circuit, so connect those dots as you see fit. I'm super excited about J.J. Finch. I think his attitude is really good, being a bit of an underrated player, having that chip on his shoulder just a touch, you know, wanting to prove people wrong. 6'3", 260 pounds, 92 tackles, 24 tackles for loss, and 7 sacks in 2024. I just think he's going to be a really good – I think he's just going to be a really great player that is very, very hungry to succeed here.
Yeah, I think that you see a guy right there who knows what it takes. I mean, when we talked to him, He told us about these two teammates that are already in college. I think that he knows what it takes. His dad played high-level college football at Florida and Indiana. Right. So he's grown up around football. I think that this is exactly the kind of guy you're trying to get, is somebody who knows what the cost is to play this game at a high level and seemed, by all accounts, willing to put it in. And then you look at his film, and he is just getting after the football and tearing up offensive linemen all over the place. And so I think Freddie Roach got himself a real nice player right here.
Yeah, and he mentioned, too, like his relationship with Freddie Roach, and he talked to us about it, and I wrote it up this week. Seems like Freddie Roach has been just absolutely instrumental in, you know, crafting these relationships, specifically with these defensive line commits, you know, with J.J. Finch we're talking about now, but also Kamarian Johnson and Jamarian Matthews, the other two guys who are kind of along that defensive front in this class. I think Freddie Roach is just such a just provides such a unique perspective that no one else on this staff can, because he played at Alabama. He knows exactly what it takes to put on that crimson jersey, put on that helmet, and go out there in Bryant-Denny Stadium and get it done. He is able to relay that to these players, just, I think, in a way that, you know, Kalen DeBoer, Nick Sheridan, whoever it is unable to.
Absolutely. I think Freddie Roach, I mean, people have complained about him really since he's gotten here, because you haven't had the real dominant defensive lineman. But what he does for this staff on recruiting is invaluable, I think. Being able to have somebody on the staff that played at Alabama, cares about Alabama at a high level, and is able to communicate why he cares and why he cares about the school and why he cares about the player. I think he's an excellent communicator, and I think that he's invaluable as a recruiter.
Yeah, I completely agree. So the next guy that you mentioned just a little bit earlier, the next commitment, the second commitment for Alabama, second running back commitment for Alabama in the 2026 class, three-star running back Javari Barnett flips his commitment from Illinois to the Crimson Tide. Similar to J.J. Finch, I think, just an underrated guy who maybe, you know, has suffered because of some injuries at the high school level where he's not been able to, you know, get as much exposure as some of these other guys who are able to travel around and do these camps and things. He was injured for most of last season, so we don't have a ton to go off of. But the little bit that you do, you see his ability. You see that kind of cut and go, that one cut back. Very similar to, I think, some other backs that Alabama has had in the past. I think you mentioned that when we were watching it together, I think you threw out TJ Yeldon as a comp for him, and I really like that one. Just another guy who I think, similar to Finch, is going to come in with a bit of a chip on his shoulder, because that three-star ranking, while a lot of these guys will probably say it does not matter to them, I think it bugs everyone just a little bit. It bugs all these guys a bit, because you want to be the five-star. You want to be recognized for what you feel like the work that you've put in. So, you know, I'm excited for what this staff is doing excited for what they are doing evaluation-wise. I think they've made that a big point of emphasis for this year's class.
Yes, and really, as you follow Javari Barnett, it seems like a lot of top schools were starting to get in on him, and so maybe even more credit for Alabama for being ahead of the curve. You mentioned his injury status, only playing in three games last season, but he's healthy enough to get onto some radars during the spring and summer. I think that maybe Alabama might be ahead of the curve here, and as we watch him in his senior year, I wonder how stock his re-rankings. Yes, exactly. Stock up for Javari Barnett.
Sure. The other flip that Alabama gets this week, three-star safety Ryel Kelly from Rutgers. One thing that comes to mind when you see this guy play, when you look at his stats, when you look at him as a player, and that is length. He is exactly what Alabama has been targeting at the defensive back position, at the safety cornerback position, basically since Kalen DeBoer and his staff got to campus. This is what they are going, you know, they went after Dijon Lee last year. You brought in Cam Calhoun from Utah, who is another lengthier guy. You go after Jordan Edmonds in this class. And now you go get Ryel Kelly, 6'3", 185 pounds from Wittenwood High School, which coincidentally is also where Cam Calhoun went, as well as Justin Hill. I'm just really excited about what he brings. I think, again, just an underrated guy who is probably going to come in with a bit of a chip on his shoulder, knowing that he is an underrated guy. But I just, you watch it on, you watch the highlights, you watch the film, and it's like, how is this guy a three-star? How is he, how has no one else caught on to this? Evidently, the Alabama staff caught on to it, but how have these, national services not labeled this guy as something higher? Because he just has limitless range. Like he is everywhere as a defender. He is all over the backside of the field. He's doing everything. He is, you know, he's just very, very impressive. I just was really, really impressed with what I saw from him on the film there. The length, his athleticism, his ability to, you know, to take away passing lanes and just everything he was able to do.
Yeah, Ryle Kelly, you just said length. I don't want to say elite range, but maybe elite range, being able to cover a lot of ground in the back end of his defense. And I'm going to be really curious to see how he actually fits with Alabama. Will he be in that Keon Sapp free safety role, or will he kind of move into a Husky role like a Xavier Mintz he has? And so I think that's going to be a really intriguing part. Now, I think just looking at him, I'd probably just keep him in the back end of the defense because he seems to be
pretty comfortable.
Really good right there. but I think you said it, an underrated player who this staff has really valued evaluations. You said it earlier, but relationships as well, getting the right people. We don't care what your star rating is. We want to make sure you're right in between the ears and behind the shoulder pad breastplate.
Yeah, I love what the staff is doing. I think, you know, obviously a lot of people are going to throw the another three-star to Alabama. You know, you'll hear that a bunch throughout the next few months or whatever. But I think at the end of the day, Alabama's going to come away with some really, really, really talented players from this class. And the last guy to commit this week, who is probably going to, as I understand it, take a preferred walk-on spot, but is important nonetheless, long snapper Eli Deutsch from Franklin, Washington, 4.5-star long snapper, according to 4.5-star rated. Oh wow, long snapper according to Cole's Kicking Camps. Now you have, I think, three guys on the roster, two of which are likely gone after this season. And of course, now I'm blanking on the name. The Cal transfer, and the other guy is a senior. But then you have one sophomore long snapper as well. So by the time he gets here, you know, you're going to be needing that position. And like I said, very, very important position to have. Not necessarily the shiniest guy out there, not the one that's going to really draw much of attention, a bunch of attention, but crucial to what you have to do on a football field. You know, there's three phases: special teams, offense, and defense, and you can't have special teams without a long snapper.
Right. I mean, you said it. It's not sexy, but it's necessary.
Yeah.
Unless you're wanting to have one of these offensive linemen do it who are not as trained and they're not putting all the time. The year I worked for the special teams, you had the five or six long snappers, and that is all they did. You got David Byrd, you have Jay Williams right now, and Alex Rozier on the roster. Those three guys, all they're going to do for 2 hours, the 2.5 hours that they're practicing, is long snapping, is snapping to the, making sure that they can hit the punter, making sure they can hit the holder. And so, yeah, often overlooked, but you really, really need it.
Yeah, very, very important. So good, happy to see Alabama go and get something, go and get that position there in this year's class, just to you know, lock it up for the future. So, you know, that's all that happened this week. But in this last week, it has been a meteoric rise for Alabama. You know, up the various recruiting boards, whether you're looking at 247, whether it's On3, whether it's Rivals. You know, I might be off by just a little bit, but I think, you know, heading into the month of June, Alabama on 247 was like, I don't even know if they were in the top 50. Yeah. They might have been right around that 50 range. I want to say like 54 is the number I feel like I remember. And now they are sitting at 11th in the country per the 247 Sports Composite ranking. So for anybody that was a little concerned, be concerned no more. Alabama, the snowball has started, and it is rolling, and it is giant at this point.
Yeah, the recruiting momentum is really starting to go. And once you start seeing these five stars also make their decisions, I think everybody who is, what's the staff doing, is going to be really, really happy with how it ends up. Just give it till August, Liz, because July is going to be, like, we're ending June right here, but July is going to be even hotter.
Yeah, so you mentioned July being even hotter, and you are exactly right. Would not shock me if, by next week's show, Alabama is even higher on these recruiting boards, because we will have decisions for five-star wide receiver Sadarian Morgan and five-star linebacker Xavier Griffin, as well as four-star offensive tackle Malachi Lee. All three players were in Tuscaloosa this summer for official visits. I think Alabama's in really, really good standing with two of them, Sadarian Morgan and Xavier Griffin. I'm less sure about Malachi Lee. The tea leaves seem to indicate that Michigan is in his future, but you know, we'll keep an eye on it nonetheless. If anybody remembers Malachi Lee, that was the prospect who had the Tungavailoa family in town. You know, they met with him, had dinner and everything. I think they were really trying to, you know, just communicate to his family the values of the Alabama football program from their experience, having, you know, Tua come through, and then obviously Talia spending some time here as well. They provided, I'm sure, a pretty good perspective that they were looking for, but we will just have to see if Alabama is able to earn his commitment. I think he is committing, I think on the June, I think I saw, or July 8th, I want to say is what I saw. So it's coming up.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
But I think that is all I have for the recruiting talk for today. I've got a few things, not a ton to get into on this episode, but a few stories from the week that were interesting to me. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I watched any of this, but I did see that Justin Thomas earned his top 10 finish last week at the Travelers Championship. Hey. Travelers Championship, so good for him. Don't know when he's golfing next. I tried to go to the PGA website and look at the next event. And I guess when you are at his level, you just don't participate in everything. So I don't know when he's going to be at what event he'll be at next. Looks like they have some relatively decent things coming up, but none of which he will be in attendance of, looked like. So good for Justin Thomas. I'm sure made him a nice big old check that day. And maybe some of it will come back to Alabama. Maybe some of it will go to that golf facility over there.
This was Travelers, tied for ninth. So that's good because he got cut the week earlier at the U.S. Open. Let's see. His results this year, going back to January, 26th at the Century, second at the American Express, 48th at Pebble Beach Pro-Am, sixth at the Waste Management Open, ninth at the Genesis Invitational, 36th at Arnold Palmer Invitational, 33rd at the Players Championship, second at the Valspar Championship, 36th. I don't know what P1 means, but then at the RBC Heritage, tied for second at the Truist, cut at the PGA Championship, 31st at the Memorial, cut at the U.S. Open, and tied for ninth, as you said, at the Travelers Championship. So it's been an up-and-down season for Justin Thomas, cut in some of the major events. And so we'll see. 36th the Masters, that's not too hot either at that major. We'll see what he can do at the British Open, if he can, you know, finally have a top 15, a top 20 showing at one of these majors this year.
Yeah, that's what that would certainly help, because, you know, it seems like for a while there, if we were talking about just like the most famous, the most kind of well-known figures associated with Alabama athletics, Justin Thomas was certainly like up there for a minute. You know, obviously Nick Saban is your 1-1. I don't know that anybody's really surpassing him, but Justin Thomas was having his moment there. It's, you know, a bit up and down. I'm sure he'll bounce back though. Let's see, what else did I see this week? Oh, my Lord. We talked about this a lot on Joe's show, so we don't, you know, we won't have to spend a ton of time here with it. But Thomas Castellano signed his death note this week, signed his own death warrant, signed his own whatever you want to call it, death certificate. Took his opportunity with On3's Pete Nakos to take some serious shots at Alabama. I think, let's see, I've got the quote here. Quote, "I dreamed of playing against Alabama, but they don't have Nick Saban to save them, so I don't see them stopping me." That is a unique choice of words. That is an interesting decision. Some would say a bad decision. Maybe it's an indicator of why he threw 19 interceptions over the last season. Maybe some of those are a little correlation there between his decision making. Man. What are you doing, buddy? What are you doing, buddy? I cannot imagine there was a single person in that facility that was happy with him after this came out.
Yeah, but I guess you got to ride with him. He's your starting quarterback. I think that if you're Florida State, you're trying to go into this game, I don't know.
This is a big, like, prove yourself to the rest of the world game.
Right. Is it better to go in all brash and confident because, you know, Alabama's not going to overlook the season opener anyways? I don't want to say, like, oh, you should be all humble or this, that, or the other. But, like, isn't there an in-between of, yes. Oh, yeah, you know, I always want to – let's play the in-between. Thomas Castellanos, so what do you think about the season opener? Man, I always wanted to play against Alabama. I'm really looking forward to it. They got a really good defense, but I'm really confident in our guys. I think that we're going to have a good showing, and we're really working hard to make sure that week one that we're ready.
Bingo. That's all you had to say.
Like, there's a little confidence in there. You can be confident in there.
Tim Keenan wants your head on a stick.
Right.
Like,
right.
This is
the Nick Saban here to save you line is just like knee deep in the mud. Mm. Is knee deep in the hooey. Like, where is that even coming from? Like, maybe would have applied if Alabama went 2-10 last year, sure, like Florida State. But they went 9-3, and yes, some of it was bad losses, whatnot. But like a 9-3 program is coming into your house, a 9-3 program with championship pedigree that you haven't beat since 2007. I don't understand. You know, it just screams an extreme lack of awareness.
Yeah. That's exactly, I think, what it is. Because you mentioned just a minute ago, like, it's the attitude you have coming into this game. If you're Florida State, you have not earned the right to have any shred of, like, arrogance or, you know, brash attitude here, because, like you said, they went 2-10 last year. Florida State, you are at the depths of where you have been as a program. Like, this is the lowest I've seen it, and I don't know how long. It's been a while. You do not have any, you know, any leg to stand on here. You absolutely should be coming into this game as the, you know, quiet team that, oh man, they gave Alabama a really good fight. Maybe Florida State's back a little bit. That's what you want people to think coming away from this. But instead, now it's going to be, regardless of what happens, well, good. Of course, good on Alabama for stomping out that, you know, whatever you want to call Thomas Castellanos. Just such a weird decision. You know, like I said, I cannot imagine Mike Norvell or anybody on the staff knew this was coming from him. And if they did, very bad on them to not be able to get out in front of it at least a little bit. Man, I mean, who do you think on the, you know, on that Alabama defense, who, or really just on the Alabama team, who is this really upsetting the most? Who's the one that is like taking this and reminding everyone every day, hey, remember what he said? Remember? It's got to be one of the veteran guys, right?
It's Jamarion Latham.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, it's Jamarion Latham.
You're right. Gonna turn a lot of those non-sacks into sacks.
Yeah, for LT Overton and Jamarion.
Three week one sacks. Ooh, for both of them.
Yes,
or for, you know, combined.
I'm with that. Like, it just doesn't seem there's a finer line between we're confident and ready to play and excited, sure, about it than ain't no Nick Saban coming to save you. Like, you save that kind of talk for when you're actually on the field and I just ran for a first down.
Sure,
blah 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 in your face. Nick Saban ain't coming to save you now. When you say it in the summer, and you can post it on all over the locker room, and you can post it on the message boards, and like
it's just got months to sit here and cook, yes, and stew. Oh man, yeah, really, really bad decision from Thomas Castellanos. Oh man, we will see what happens week one when Alabama takes on Florida State. I think it's going to be a great game. I think, especially now, Alabama is even more motivated than they would have been otherwise. So I am excited to see what happens there. Let's see. The last thing that I really had from this week that I saw that our friend Hunter DeCiver wrote up on Bama Central, Alabama Crimson Tide on SI is there was some rumblings about maybe NCAA tournament expansion this week. I think it was from ESPN. Now I'm blanking on who it was. Was it Pete Thamel that put it out? That the, you know, again, just rumors are that there's maybe considering expanding the, some consideration to expand the NCAA tournament to, what was it, 76 teams? No, gross. More than 76 teams. Yeah, disgusting. Don't do that. I mean, you know, we gave you the play-in games. We gave you your corporate overlords the play-in games that they can sponsor so they can be satisfied. That's enough. Like, we have given up enough. So, 68 teams is already enough. We already don't even consider that part of the tournament. What makes you think that we're going to consider, you know, however many play-in games you have to do, whatever you want to set? It's just, it's ridiculous. Not everybody gets a trophy. I hate this. I hate the idea of expanding that tournament any further.
Well, if you are going to expand it, we don't need the 15th SEC team. Give me the fourth Sun Belt team or something. It's like,
yeah, give me more automatic qualifiers for smaller conferences.
Yes, you've got to. If you're going to expand it, don't give me the ninth ACC squad, sure, and the 12th Big Ten squad. Like, at least open it up to the smaller leagues a little more. Like, set some parameters that these expansion spots are for. The WAC or for, yeah, you know, Missouri Valley Conference.
Sure.
Or,
yeah, give me, you know, if you make it to the championship game for whatever mid-major conference you're in, that earns you a tournament berth. You know, I don't think that'd be outrageous. I still don't want to see it as expanded.
But they won't do it.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't do that anyway. It would go to, you know, Texas or whoever it is, South Carolina floating around the bottom of the SEC.
Yep, South Carolina, LSU, you're in the tournament. No.
Oh, man, yeah, I don't want to see that. I don't know that. I don't even really know how serious that is. Obviously, it was serious enough for Pete Thamel to put it out into the world, so there is some conversation there, obviously. We'll just have to kind of wait and see how that develops. Just please, 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 please don't change what is perfect. That is the best tournament in all of sports. Don't change it. It's amazing. I think that's all I got for today, though, unless you have anything else.
Oh, man, excited for the weekend.
Good deal. I'm excited for the weekend, too. Going to get out of here. That's all we got for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Remind you all to follow me and Joe on Twitter at MAWoods_@JoeGaither6. Make sure to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave us a 5-star rating. We will be back next week, hopefully with some more big, big, big recruiting news on the All Things Bama podcast.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.